Have you ever struggled with trying to figure out what God is doing in your life? I mean, really! Sometimes the pain and the suffering and the difficulties and the troubles just won't go away. And at times, they are just too much. And then some people, I know they're well-intentioned, judge us and tell us that God would never allow that to happen to any of us. Well, hi there. I'm Dr. Matthew Lee Smith, and I want to share some hope for today with you about the fact that God's expansion plans do not shield us from the injustice of others, even our families. He has some perplexing ways. We are told in the wisdom literature of the Bible that we cannot figure out what God is up to, even in our own lives. When we are living out our day-to-day lives, we begin to comprehend the confusion that besets everyone who's ever lived and walked with God. Joseph's dreaming got him into so much trouble with his brothers, they finally had had enough of him and his dreams of being their boss and their leader. In Genesis 37, 26 and 27, as the brothers are plotting to kill Joseph because of his dreams, Judah said to his brothers, "What will we gain if we kill our brother and cover up his blood? Come, let's sell him to the Ishmaelites, our cousins, and not lay our hands on him. After all, he is our brother, our own flesh and blood." And his brothers agreed. If you're struggling through a difficult situation right now, but God has given you dreams of bigger things, be assured that God has never taken his eyes off of you. In fact, while it might not be enjoyable, even painful at times, God may be moving, directing, and leading you into the very place to make those dreams come true, just as he did with Joseph. Our faith determines our response. If we believe God is God, that he's all-powerful, all-knowing, all-compassionate, then we also have to trust him when life looks ugly to us. He has a great plan for our lives, and when he has told us bits and pieces of that plan in advance, we can be even more assured that he is bringing them to reality. Today we have a choice. We can complain or trust. I choose to trust the dreams that God gave me way back at the beginning of this year. Kate and I are so excited about those dreams. 2020, our year of expansion. We've been making plans for mission and ministry and more and doing things. And so Kate and I are going to be leading two tours in 2021, and we wanted to include you in those tours to Israel. You've always wanted to walk where Jesus walked. This is your opportunity. Just click the tab Israel Tours on our website for more details and a registration form. And perhaps you would like to see the pages of your New Testament explode in front of you. We're thrilled to tell you that we also have a tour following the steps of Paul and the glories of Greece in November of 2021. Just click the tour, Faith Tours, on the Eagles in Leadership website for more details and a registration form. Now, everything in all of these tours is included, with the exception of a few clearly indicated items. If you'd like to go to Israel or Greece in 2021 and see your Bible come alive, take a moment, go to our website, check it out, eaglesinleadership.org. Now, as we close, I wanted to remind you that Hope for Today is part of the global ministry of Eagles in Leadership. If you would like to know more about the hope God gives in his abundant life through Jesus Christ, I would invite you to check out our website, eaglesinleadership.org. That's eaglesinleadership.org. And please leave us a comment about this message. For Kate and all of the Eagles in Leadership team, I want to thank you for listening, and may God richly bless you this week as you prepare for his plans.